Obesity is not just a problem in the U.S. Globally, people are getting fatter. New figures published today show that worldwide, the percentage of adults who are obese has approximately doubled in the past 30 years. Professor Majid Izzati of Imperial College London led the international team of researchers that examined health data from 199 countries and territories. No big surprise that American adults were the most overweight among all high-income countries, but many less wealthy regions of the world are also seeing high rates of obesity. Which regions and why?
The countries that came up as having some of the highest levels of overweight and obesity were some of the Pacific Islands, some of the countries in North Africa and the Middle East, some of the Caribbean countries, and possibly surprising, actually, the Southern Africa region. They had some of the highest levels of obesity in the world. And as you mentioned, among the high-income countries, the United States was by far the single highest one.
I mean, a lot of people immediately turn to the spread of fast food around the world, people sitting more in front of TV. I mean, are those factors sedentary lives and processed foods?
It doesn't have to be eating a different type of food, fast food. It could be eating more of the same. But as long as it is eating more of either the same or different foods and being less active, and less activity may not be sitting in front of TV, but it may be the fact that people who were active in farming and fetching water and wood for their homes are doing less of that. Now, some of those are good things for life, but there seems to be no replacement for those activities that may be going away with urbanization and some conveniences of life.
Is some of the variation in obesity rates from country to country due to genetics? Maybe there are different ethnic groups prone to different body types. I'm just wondering, is it safe to use a single definition of obesity worldwide?
Research has at least indicated, if not shown, that genes, you know, may affect weight gain. But remember that people in these countries had the same genes 3 or 4 decades ago. So what genes cannot explain is the massive rise that has happened in any one country over 3 or 4 decades. It may tell us something about the geographical differences, but clearly there is something else happening in the background to be acting on top of these genes to increase obesity level.
Do you have any sense of what that thing happening in the background is?
Well, I mean, I think different hypotheses have been used. One of them is that it is just easier to eat these days than it was a few decades ago. A few decades ago, if you wanted a particular food, you actually had to go and make it. In many places in the world, it's actually easy to just get it and eat it. So not just the cost of it, but the convenience of eating has become more. We probably use systems of transportation and in our occupation, things that use less energy. So all of these are on top of it. But remember, we don't have to go and reverse everything that has changed to be able to reduce obesity. What we want to do at this point is not necessarily get rid of cars. That's going to be quite difficult, but to figure out what are the actions that as societies, as nations, we can take today that would lead to either curbing and ideally reversing the increase that has happened, and we should be going after those actions. It could be putting lots of taxes on sugar-sweetened beverages. It could be making bike lanes that are really good and safe. Whatever they are, as possibly extreme as they may sound, they should be pursued if we believe that the health effects of this rise in obesity are large.
Fascinating research indeed. Professor Majid Izzati is the chair in global environmental health at Imperial College London. His studies of obesity, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels worldwide have just been published online by the medical journal The Lancet. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.